Welcome back to the Fairweather Friends podcast. As always, I am Veg, and once again on my right
is me, Ricky.
Ricky Reno Reyes. If you saw our post on Instagram today from Disc Golf, you got to see the Ricky Reno Reyes on the scorecard. Ooh, we're getting some likes from it and comments, mostly Jared.
Oh, damn.
Jared, our podcast production podfather of Northern State Podcasting Productions. We haven't done a little bit, week and a half ago. So we mentioned this on the last podcast at the very end that Lori would be here August 9th.
Yeah.
Lori, her friend Kathleen, Kathleen's husband Nevin, and then their friend Anna.
Yeah.
Almost Anna. Blanked on that one. Anna.
Anna.
They call her Anna though, but then they're like, it's not Anna, it's Anna. We just call her Anna. They kept saying that, so they kept confusing me. Yeah, but they were here. They drove up on August 9th, which was a Friday.
Took them 6 hours? Six to 12?
Yeah, I got here around 1:30, so the whole plan for the weekend, it was my birthday weekend, birthday on Sunday, was Gorge for Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
And then Seattle on Saturday. It was still at that point up in the air on whether we would stay the night. Spoiler, we did. and then I had Mariners game Sunday, and you guys had driving back.
On your actual birthday?
Yeah. Edgar Hall of Fame weekend. Yeah. Glad I didn't have to be there for that. Awkward.
It was awkward.
Watch people say what. But no, so it's a Friday. They got down here at like 1. And then as Canadians, they had to go to Target.
Lori loves Target.
So yeah, apparently Canada got rid of Target, left Canada. It wasn't doing well enough. They just left. So these Canadians love Target every time they come down here. And it, I mean, we had to get food for the Gorge anyway.
Yeah. Got some. What did we get?
They got a bunch of stuff that we couldn't eat.
Yeah, we got a bunch of hot dogs that were left in the car.
Yeah, so we were camping at the Gorge, which means 2 inches from the next people. We had nothing to cook on, and they bought a bunch of stuff that we would have to cook. Hot dogs, stuff that we couldn't refrigerate, too. They didn't put in the cooler. They had the meats and cheeses, though they ate those.
But to be fair, we did get stuck in some pretty bad traffic.
Yeah, we got. So that was how this goes. We leave Target around 2:30 or something.
Stole Lori out of her car.
Yeah, Lori jumped in our car with me and Ricky. And then GPS said 3.5 hours. I was like, all right, that's not too bad. We get there around, we left like 2. So we were like, yeah. Oh, yeah, we should be there about 5:30. You know, the opening band wasn't supposed to start till 7:30.
7:30.
So start driving. Stop in Kirkland, hit up some Chick-fil-A.
This question's been going around the internet. If you have one chicken sandwich you're going to eat for the rest of your life, where's it coming from?
They might go Chick-fil-A now. They had never had it. You had never had it. I had had it twice.
Yeah, I don't.
Had one of them had it?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Either way.
I had never had it, though.
We stopped there, which went smooth. Like, I was worried about getting off the freeway in Seattle area around 3:30. But that was smooth. Got off. It was like 2 blocks away. Ate. Got back on. At that point, looked at the GPS. It still said 3.5 hours.
We've made no ground and road work for 2 hours.
And then we get back on the freeway and having to try to go through Bellevue to get to I-90. It's not moving at all. Get on I-90. It's not moving at all. I start looking at the GPS again. Still 3.5 hours. Like, it just kept moving up as we were driving forward. Long story short, traffic sucked. We got the Gorge about 7:30.
Pretty much.
And then it took another hour to, basically an hour to get parked for camping.
Yeah, that was a real slow process.
Huge ass line. And then we have to set up tents and stuff.
And unfortunately, I did not know how to set up mine. So.
Well, yeah, so Lori's friends brought 2 tents. Nevin got one set up in no time. I got mine set up in no time. And then the group effort on the 3rd tent was a complete failure.
I'll take the L on that one. Wasn't prepared.
Yeah, Nevin tried. We all tried. It was no one had ever seen a tent like that. They obviously had at some point. It was their tent.
Yeah. The sticks went through the top and it had to go on.
There was actually like a separate bottom that you had to set up and then put. I don't even know. But so we gave up on that. Pounded a few beers. I'm not a huge drinker, so I had gotten some edibles. I was told that one of Lori's friends likes edibles. Turns out they all do. I had like 2 different little bags of edibles, different potencies, 10 milligram ones and 20 milligram. And then after I bought them, I noticed it said 10 milligrams, 8, THC.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was 20 milligrams CBD.
CBD.
And I was like, oh, I did not notice they were different. And that CBD one, is mostly a body high, right?
Yeah, that one doesn't have the psychoactive.
So I was just looking for different strengths because I didn't know how much they actually were big into weed. You know, I just knew she said she liked it, but I didn't know how much I did it. But so we all popped some edibles and had a couple drinks. You and Lori just had some drinks, which I know you only didn't do it because she doesn't do it,
yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But, and then we finally walked toward the concert, which took another 20 minutes.
Yep.
It's a long walk from way out there in the general camping.
And unfortunately for them, I had been there before and I was probably the biggest fan of the band. So I just kind of took off.
Yeah. So once we got through the gate, Ricky, literally me and him get through the gate first. And then I see him go sprinting, which I mean, makes sense at this point.
We had missed half their set. It was my birthday present for my mom and I barely got to see her. So I was just like, fuck it.
And I stood there for maybe 10 seconds watching Ricky sprint, thinking, I don't want to run. I'll just hang out and, you know, I don't want to ditch everybody else. But then I'm like, well, they got three of them.
Yeah.
And, or four of them.
I was like,
plus I've known Ricky for 20 plus years. If I'm going to be at this concert watching it with anybody, it's going to be Ricky. So I sprinted after him. I will never have a witness for this, but I swear I gained on him. I was running faster even though I was scared.
It's CBD.
It's downhill on concrete. Yeah, the thing is, I think the weed, I don't ever feel less coordinated.
Plus at that point of the day, since I was clocking it up the whole way there, I was running like this.
Yeah, you had been drinking quite a bit. You and Lori had some drinks in the car, and then you guys were hitting that. You guys could drink those White Claws pretty fast.
Pretty good.
Plus you and Nevin shotgunned a beer.
I don't even know. I didn't know it was possible to shotgun popped up.
Yeah, it's just harder because the twist takes longer to twist off. So I got these Coors Lights that are like the ones they used to have in the ball fields where they have an actual twist off cap. And they're like 16 ounce. And so, you know, they used to twist the cap off and they would keep the cap for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't
throw it or something.
I don't know what it was, but so it was those. So really, they managed to shotgun the 16 ounce twist off Coors Light cans. I didn't do it. I didn't realize you guys were starting it, and I was like, ah, fuck that. I had like two beers, but I had the edibles, so it was good. But yeah, so Ricky sprints in. I sprint after him. It's mostly downhill on pavement, and the whole time I'm running, I'm thinking, keep your toe up. Do not catch your toe and trip, which I did not. But then you have to go up a steep hill.
Yep. And then we made it to the venue.
And we got to the back. We watched like a song and a half, two songs. Then we headed back to look for them.
We made it up top. Yeah, and then did they see us there? Or did
No. So we're in it's the very back of the gorge, you know it. So it's up on the concrete where the food is just behind the big grassy hill. So we watched like maybe two songs from there. Well, finished with the one song they were in the middle of and then one more song. And yeah. Then it was like, all right, we gotta go find them. So we walked back down and they were still walking down the hill. They had kind of stopped because they'd gotten beer.
They got beer, that's what it was.
Yeah, they stopped and got a bunch of Blue Moons. So that was very nice. They gave
us some
24 ounce Blue Moons. And then we walked back up to where we were with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and Nevin helped the girls get on top of some trash cans to sit.
That's what I figured they would stay there.
And then me, you, and Nevin walked down closer. So basically the bottom of the grassy hill.
Yeah, right to the entrance of the pit area.
Yeah, we couldn't get into like where that seats area is where you can go down on the concrete. I didn't realize that was a separate thing because the only time I've been to the gorge was the watershed.
Yeah, those are general for everything. But
yeah, watershed, the tickets just cover wherever. It's just walk around where you want. Which I guess makes sense because there's multiple bands.
Is that one that you can go in and out?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's how Sasquatch was too.
Yeah, me and Corey, I went up with Corey and Kira on that watershed 2 years ago. We went right up close to the stage for a couple songs. But then we were down there for probably 4 or 5 songs. So Nevin, great guy, had fun with him.
Yeah.
He is a talker when he's drunk, man. His arm across your shoulder, talking in like 2 inches from your face.
Did you ever see the most romantic picture of the weekend is him like talking into my ear?
Yeah, I took the picture from right behind you guys.
That was ridiculous. You caught our magic moment.
I mean, I must have taken the picture, right? Because I was down when we were down lower, and I was the only one else down there.
I don't know. No.
The whole thing
I think
weird.
One of them did, because I got sent to me in the group chat later.
Yeah, I think I might have sent it to Lori.
Did you?
I don't know, because I was like, we were down low. I was the only one else there. But Ricky, like two songs in, was like, oh, we should probably head back up. And I started to walk back up and looked over my shoulder, and Nevin had his arm around Ricky all of a sudden. So I just stood like 10, 15 feet behind them and waited. And like 3 songs later, finally Ricky insisted we go back up. And we did, and the girls were gone.
Unfortunately.
So we watched, like, the last song, but then they came out for an encore. So we stood there and waited for them to do a couple songs in the encore.
Well, down there, it was pretty fun because you were singing, and the person next to you singing along right with you. And then we move up to the hill.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was really funny, too, because we were up there. Well, first, me and Nevin are talking very loudly. I don't remember about what.
And my phone started playing music.
Yeah, completely oblivious. Finding this lady walks over, literally into me. She, like, walked up against my side and is pointing the other way, like, can you guys go walk over there? And that's when I realized, oh, apparently we're annoying these people with our talking. So I didn't say anything to her. I just turned toward the stage and watched. Nevin walked up with where Ricky was at. And they're singing, mostly Ricky, because Nevin didn't know most of the songs. then, yeah, some lady turns around. Can you stop? I'm trying to hear them. Can you stop singing? And that was the only time I said anything. I just looked at her like, at a concert? I was like, you're asking them to stop singing at a concert?
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. She was definitely a Karen.
Yeah, when we did get to the girls, turns out Lori, your fiance, also got yelled at for singing, which I thought was hilarious. The two of you were the only two that got yelled at for singing, probably because you're the only two that knew all the words.
She was never really into them until we started hanging out.
I mean, that's how it is with me with music, too. Like, I don't... she searches out music a lot more than I do, but, like, you know, certain bands that you just don't hear about or really get into until someone recommends it, and then all of a sudden you start listening and... Same with TV shows.
It's true.
There's a lot of TV shows I've watched like two episodes of and been like, that show sucks.
That's why you got to have a good recommendation.
Yeah, and then like you'll recommend it, and I'm like, all right, I'll push through further and see, and then it turns out it gets better and whatever. So yeah, we did that, got yelled at for singing, then concert ends, we walk back up, we find the girls near the entrance, and we start the very drunken high walk back amongst a huge crowd.
We
get separated into three groups.
And like I said, unfortunately, I knew where I was going because
Ricky speed walked a little bit ahead through the crowds. You had Anna with you at first, so we thought you guys would be together. I was walking with Kathleen at first, and then Nevin and Lori were right behind us.
Yeah.
And they started falling behind, so we stopped near the fence till they caught up. And then me and Lori started walking, and Nevin, because of this. Begin with Nevin with the talking. Uh-huh. Whoever was walking with Nevin, it went very slow, and they would stop a lot because he was talking and would just stop and talk. So then Kathleen and Nevin fell behind me and Lori, and we just kept going. And all of us except you got lost on the way back to the campsite. I mean, it's dark. There's not signs.
My fault.
I didn't pay a lot of attention to the walk in. So yeah. We walked past where we should have turned right and went pretty much to as far back in camping as you can get and had to loop back and...
Ugh.
Finally realized there was labels on like the trash can areas porta potty areas. So we see one, and it was like, oh, I had seen what ours was like D2 or something.
Yeah, it was like yeah. So I was thinking,
and I see one that's like E2. I was like, now I don't know which direction is D. Is it left or right, or up or down? Like I didn't know how it was set up. But yeah, we finally got back. We found you had been laying there. Practically fell asleep.
Went and got some pizza. Nevin got some pizza.
Yeah, there was some drunken drama, some lightning and thunder. Started raining and lightning and thunder. Literally, people who worked there were driving through on a loudspeaker saying, please get into your cars. So I was at that point.
Unfortunately, was where we had to sleep.
Well, yeah, you weren't at that point. Well, you and Lori were actually still outside. I was in the tent laying down. I was like, fine, I'll get out and get in my car. And then you got in the car, and then Lori jumped in the car.
Then the next morning wasn't bad.
Well, and it seemed like it stopped. It was pretty much stopped. So I was like, all right, I'm going back in the tent. And it's a good thing I did, because I got into it, and it had half blown away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was squished down. Like, one end was pushed toward the other, so I had to push it out with my legs.
The water probably weighed it down a little bit.
Well, it wasn't leaking. I got water in it when I ran through and jumped in it, because it was raining hard. But it held up. I've only used that tent like 3 times. It's nice. Pretty new.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rain fly held up. I didn't get wet. Next morning, everyone got up pretty early.
Yeah. It's hard not to whenever you're out there.
And I was surprised how many people at the Gorge weren't just, like, packing up and going.
Was it some people were staying for Abbott Brothers the next night?
I guess, which sucks because the way you charge you, it was, like, for Mumford & Sons camping, it was, like, the 8th through the 10th at noon.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted to rent... Starting the 10th at noon through like the 12th, which means anyone who was staying for the two had to pay like $160.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like $80 for the.
And you had to buy two separate tickets.
Yeah.
Normally, they do a thing called Gentlemen on the Road where they'll partner up with somebody. Like, in Walla Walla a couple of years ago on my birthday, it was them and Foo Fighters, which is a super random, but it was just out in the middle of nowhere. So they could have done something like that, which would have been a little bit better. But
yeah, and then I was like, man, me and Ricky should have driven down here Thursday night. Just hung out, let them meet us. They could have just met us there. But then they would have been camping somewhere, who knows where.
That's a good point. That's part, yeah.
That was the whole reason we, like, made sure we stayed together driving, because we got separated during the drive.
Yeah, they got ahead of us, and then we got ahead of them.
Yeah, and they still don't believe me that we passed them. I was like, well, when you guys texted you were getting off the freeway, we were two exits ahead of the exit you got off.
Yeah.
I was like, pretty sure I passed you. But, yeah, we went and got breakfast burritos next morning, coffee, walked down.
Realized we couldn't see anything else.
Yeah, they wanted to try to get a view of the gorge, which is pretty, because we didn't get there early enough to see it before the sunset.
And we missed Portugal the Man, which fucking sucks.
Yeah, the whole thing, without much driving and not getting to see all the shit, it really sucked. Yeah, it was still a fun night, but not as fun as it could have been.
Yeah.
And not as relaxing. I mean, as soon as we got out of the car, we're go, go, go. Mm-hmm. Setting up tents, drinking, walking down. Well, drinking as we set up tents.
There wasn't really any reason for it. The traffic, it seemed like, either. It just seemed like
no, there was road work, yeah. But every time there was road work, there was always two open lanes.
It was like a steady out of three. Pace, yeah.
Like if you have two open lanes out of three, you should be able to go pretty fast. But we were bumper to bumper, stop and go most of the drive.
The drive to Seattle wasn't as bad.
And then, yeah, so next day, we knew we were going to Seattle. They decided we will stay the night.
Yeah.
So Kathleen was looking up hotel deals. Thanks again for booking that, Kathleen. Definitely made it a lot easier. And we decided, you know, they can get
nice
there.
Nice hotel, too.
Yeah, so it was the Westin in Seattle, up near God, I kept calling it Fairfield. It's not Fairfield.
Westfield Mall?
Something. I don't know. Up in Seattle, Capitol Hill-ish area. But they wanted to swim really bad. So we stopped at the state park by Vantage, or by the Vantage exit, or whatever it is.
Not the best swimming area, but it was water.
No, but it took longer for people to like get ready to swim and to walk down than we actually spent there. But that was all right. And then drove the rest of the way to Seattle. They went straight to the hotel to book it, or to check in. Book it. To check in.
You got your spot for the Mariners game.
Yeah, me and Lori drove down by the stadiums where I could leave my car in a free spot.
Where Matt gave us a very wonderful tour of Seattle.
Yeah, then we walked from there all the way up to the Westin, which was a 2-mile walk, which, I mean, not that bad, but it was pretty hot out. But we thought, perfect. Gives them a chance to shower and get ready. And then we got there. And you have to have a key card to get up the elevator.
And we didn't know if we could get a separate one.
Yeah, we didn't want to ask we were too afraid to ask at the front desk, like, hey, we need another card. And they'd already gotten 3 cards. But they weren't answering their phones. Nevin decided to go out for a walk and smoke and look around. And Anna and Kathleen fell asleep.
Nevin left his phone in the room.
Yeah, Nevin left his phone in the room so it could charge. So we sat in the lobby for like half hour until Nevin came back up to the room. And we weren't on the first floor. There's like a parking garage floor, which turns out that's where he went in and out. And we were up one floor. So he didn't see us sitting outside the elevator. So he went all the way up to the room. Saw his missed calls, Kathleen's missed calls and texts. And then he called Lori and came down and got us. But then we all showered. Took a little while. Shower, get ready. Walked down, stopped at a food truck that was right there.
Venezuelan?
I think so.
Venezuelan.
Venezuelan, this meat is basically like a, almost like a taco, but like kind of rolled more into the shape of a cone.
It was like a pouch.
Pouch, yeah. It was really good though. I got chicken. Was delicious. Lori had like a beef thing with some weird green sauce on it.
She's much more worldly than me.
She loved it.
I think it was cilantro. Cilantro sauce.
That sounds right. The color matches also. It's green. We walked down through Pike Place. Hung out in Seattle. Nothing too exciting. We went back to the hotel pretty early. Her friends went and got dinner.
Yeah.
And must have walked around a little bit. And we were all out pretty early.
It was rough.
And the next morning, you guys drove me down to my car.
Yeah.
You had to grab something out, backpack.
Yeah, I got my backpack.
So yeah, we crammed all 6 of us into Lori's car. Thank God. I like it. Originally, we thought Lori thought we could all fit in her car with everything that they have. Thank God we didn't actually bank on that.
Because
I had a It wasn't all my life. We were jammed, though.
It was pretty close, yeah.
With four of us in the back seat. Not made for four in the back seat. But then, yeah, I don't know how it went for you guys after that. You guys had to drive back.
We pretty much just drove back. Straight shot.
Because they had to drop you off here.
Had some breakfast.
And then they had to drive back because Nevin and Anna had to go to work the next day, right?
Yep.
So those two had to go all the way back to Calgary?
Yeah.
And Lori and Kathleen got to stay in some other town.
They were in the...
I remember Lori loved it. They posted a ton of pictures the next day, too. They got like a whole extra day of vacation.
Yeah. Played mini golf. What? I can't believe I'm blanking on this.
I didn't really care about the name.
Sycamus.
Sycamus?
Sycamus. Sycamus.
It's like a lake or something like that, right? Or there's a lake there, pond.
It's very scenic.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was a good weekend. It sucked that we had to drive as much as we did for everything we did.
Yeah. Originally, she was supposed to be here for a week, but it was actually Kathleen's idea that they go to Sycamus and then from there come to here. So that was...
Yeah, and save a bunch of money. No plane ticket or nothing.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Carpool.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, poor Nico's surgeries kind of drained Lori's bank account. But what was the update on him? I saw that. It was he might heal on his own?
He might heal on his own or he might have to get surgery.
But at least now they know what it is.
Yeah, because she'd been going forever and getting so many tests done and never figured anything out.
Yeah, she had to go to a specialist and shit. It's rough. But yeah, there's an update on the weekend. By the time we posted that last episode, if you listened to it at the end, we were talking about things we were going to do. And I was like, yeah, come down to the marriage game. Yeah, I didn't get that episode posted till after the marriage game. Which was pretty funny. I had some issues. We had to use my old laptop, and it wouldn't let me save it in the right file type. And then I had a brain fart on...
But if you did go, how it went fun?
It was a boring game. Thank you, Hook, Liz, and Darren. And then Teeny and Kyle came. Kyle's wife was there, actually, coincidentally, with other people.
Cora?
So she came over and said hi. Did Cora go? No, Corey's back was hurting, I guess.
Ah, poor guy.
Yeah, so he texted me that morning. He wasn't going to make it. And then, yeah, Hook, Liz, and Darren left pretty late. They ended up getting there in the first inning sometime. But, you know, appreciate them coming out. And then we got the Edgar signs. But, you know, the game was terrible. Mariners got shut out. It was a 1-0 game on a solo home run. It only lasted like 2 hours and 20 minutes. It was crazy. I also have some updates on things we mentioned in the last episode that we didn't have all the information on. That was a typo. I had said on it that Mike Leake was probably going to get traded. I don't think I said in the podcast to the Yankees. I did think it would be the Yankees. But he was traded, just not to the Yankees. We also talked Lakers, Clippers. We weren't like with Yankees, Mets. They call it a subway series anytime they play each other because their stadiums are a quick subway ride apart or whatever. And then Lakers and Clippers share a stadium, so it's like I don't know what to call that. Because a lot of people are predicting that they'll play the finals against each other.
That'd be crazy.
So it'd be home. Like every game would be a home game for both teams. So I was like, what do you call a series? Like if they play a series against each other in the playoffs, what do you call it? Well, we don't have to worry about that. Well, let's come up with a name for. When the Clippers are apparently, Ballmer is building them a new stadium in, where did you say it was?
Inglewood.
Is that where the Warriors are right now?
No, the Warriors are.
Or the Warriors are going to be this upcoming year?
They're going to be.
Because you're going to San Francisco area.
No, the Inglewood is just downtown LA.
Oh, okay. No, so Warriors are going to San Francisco from Oakland.
Yeah.
I never know. I hear podcasts, you know, people who live in California and have podcasts talk about Inglewood. It's in one of the Lonely Island.
The movie The Wood. Did you ever watch that back in the day?
No.
With three dudes growing up. It's a great movie. You should watch it.
The Wood is from Inglewood?
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, so we'll have to figure out what to call a series when they play each other and are driving back and forth between the two LA stadiums.
The traffic series.
The bumper to bumper series. And then we also, I don't remember what we talked about with the Warriors, but Draymond signed an extension. So
Max. Right?
No. He took well less than max. That was the big thing. People were surprised. He took 20. It was 100, 4 years for 100 million.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So starting next year, he starts making 25 million a year.
Still 100 million, though.
You know, big contract. Would have been a max like 3 years ago. But now, max, he could have made. Because he's got I think he was eligible for super max because he's got defensive player of the year. I don't know if he has enough all pros. I don't know. But yeah, people were surprised he took so much less. But there was also a question about what his value would be as a free agent.
Mm hmm.
Because he had the most value to the Warriors. It's like, would another team pay him a max when he's mostly known for his defense and just passing? not a good scorer at all.
Showed a little bit of decline last year in the regular season.
Yeah, he seemed to step it up at the end. In the playoffs, people were impressed with him. But, yeah, last episode we talked pretty much all sports, did the player movement stuff.
We had a lot to cover in the NBA.
Since then, a couple things I've listened to and watched, I came up with some, like, somewhat philosophical questions based off of things I heard that are happening in sports but are not necessarily exclusive to sports. So I was listening to, and I haven't told Ricky these beforehand. Ooh. I wanted fresh off top of the dome, no thinking about it answers here. Listen to the Bill Simmons podcast.
Yeah.
And they're talking, God, I don't even remember what they're talking about right now, but it came up of like Reggie Miller, Ray Allen. Oh, he had brought up a story about how, actually they were talking player movement, and he brought up a story Magic Johnson had told them from years back. Magic apparently had gone to Reggie Miller, had 1 year left on his deal,
mm-hmm.
and said, don't sign an extension, come play with the Lakers next year. So all this old generation, they never wanted, some of them tried to team up, apparently, at least, but Reggie Miller said, hey, no, man, Indiana's given me a lot, I want to build and earn win a championship there. He signed a big deal, stayed there, had a good career, went to a couple conference finals.
Had a legendary moment against Spike Lee.
Yeah, with 11 points and 35 seconds or something like that, or I don't know what it was, but All-Stars, never won a championship. If he'd gone to L.A., probably would have gotten a championship.
Lost to the Lakers in the finals.
Yeah, so he probably would have got a championship if he went to L.A. Sorry, drink break. And they were talking about him versus like Ray Allen. So Ray Allen was basically the same player as Reggie Miller. I mean, he was forced to be a ball handler early in his career because he was the best player on the Bucks and the Sonics, and they tried to turn him into something he wasn't.
Yeah, like the Kobe type. Taking over.
Kind of, yeah. Like, create your own offense, create offense for others, whatever. But he's best at running off screens, like what Clay is. Like, you know, Clay is like the next one in the line of the Reggie Miller and the Ray Allens. Reggie Miller retired as with the most three-pointers ever. Ray Allen ended up passing him. But Ray Allen jumped from, well, he got traded from the Bucks to the Sonics, not his fault. Then he went to the Celtics. So I guess that was a trade, but it was kind of a forced thing.
Yeah, like he was going to leave.
He got traded from the Sonics. Yeah, yeah. He was a free agent. It was before the draft, so it was more like a sign-and-trade type thing. They traded him and Jeff Green for, like, Perkins and a bunch of random crap.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
And then Garnett signed there. He got a title in Boston. Then he became a free agent. He went to Miami to play with LeBron and Wade and Bosh. Can't
blame him.
One or two titles. Was he there for both their titles?
I think so.
He had the big moment against the Spurs where he hit the big three. The Celtics all immediately started hating him.
Uh-huh.
I think Paul Pierce is the only one who wasn't like outwardly.
But Rondo and
Garnett. And Garnett big time.
Yeah.
So it made me think, like, you could have this in regular careers, like non-sports, nothing to do with sports. Like, which is the way you would prefer your career to go as a human? Like, building something that's basically like a family and having good success, but not great. But having all these relationships, Reggie Miller, you know, with Larry Bird, who was his coach, Rick Schmitz, I mean, all the players that came through there, it was, you know, he never, I don't know, even for fans, you know, he's always going to be known as a Pacer. Yep. You don't have fan bases trying to claim him or like, you know.
Even though as an analyst, he's still.
I guess so. I mean, he's not hiding, he's not pretending like he's not biased toward the Pacers. And then like Ray Allen, it's like, you got some championships. Your highs are way higher.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got fan bases that hate you. You got teammates that are mad at you for going to rivals.
Don't really have the same legacy.
He's like known as a really good player who made threes and won some championships. And made some of the biggest threes in those championships. So it's like, which type of career would you rather have, Ricky? Go to a company, become CEO, becomes the biggest company in the world, and then 3 years later, you're moving on because whatever reason, and then have to start, build it again. Or start with like a mom and pop shop and build it up into something that's at least enough to like live off and retire off of. But, you know, everyone you hire becomes part of your little family.
Well, this one's easy for me because working at Domino's for all those years, it was shitty pay, you know, taking pay cuts, like clocking out early, staying late, shit like that. But I can still go to, like, all those dudes and we can hang out like we never left.
Well, I mean, you say it's easy because that's what happened to you, but is that what you would have preferred? Yeah, I mean, definitely. Would you have preferred to, like, work somewhere for a short period of time or maybe even work somewhere where you never even become cordial with the people you work with or work alone but make more money?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not really all about money per se. It would be nice to be, but I wouldn't have the same, like, it wouldn't be the same without the same relationships, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I like working in jobs where you work as a team and do things together, and I mean, evolve. But man, a championship?
Like if we're doing yeah. We didn't even win any games in basketball whenever we played.
Yeah, we were terrible. I blame the coach. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Hooker. I mean, we had a coach who had never played basketball in his life. Not helpful. Ty tried to coach and have some like legit practices, and no one really cooperated. I don't know, man. It's tempting to have a championship.
To have something to look back and say, accomplish that.
And to feel whatever that feels like to, like, win. Like, at this moment, you're a part of the best of whatever in the world. So, like, say you were on the board for Amazon when they became the, you know, the highest valued company on the stock market.
Yeah.
And to be, like, a part of that. Even if you've only been there for 2 years and, you know, eventually you're going to move on to another company to try to help most people. You see this a lot, these CEOs and whatever, they, the chief financial officers, whatever, they usually move on to another up and coming company where they can have a big, because they, what happens is they get what do you call that, not bounty hunting, where someone goes and offers you a job at their, you know, more money on their company. Shit, what do they call that? Michael Scott thought it was gonna happen for him when he was leaving Dunder Mifflin. He's like, anyone who's anyone knows I'm available. Like, Michael, we work in a paper company.
The Pick Ryan.
The paper industry does not care that you are available. I can't believe I can't think of the word here.
I can think of a word, but I don't think it's right.
But whatever. So we both kind of think we would prefer the whole building something with the same people, family, relationship thing, huh?
But if the pay is that much greater than the other one, then...
That's what I mean.
But I'm not wired that way.
And I don't like to move. I don't like to change jobs. I don't have to. It was at Domino's way too long, too, just because it was comfortable and I was good at it.
So maybe I would. Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. It's so hard to decide.
In the future, that's definitely what I'm looking more to do than stay somewhere for 10 years for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, well, that's what I'm talking about, though. The difference is, it's not like Reggie Miller stayed there and they sucked.
Yeah.
He stayed there and they were still very successful, just not, didn't get a championship.
Yeah. I mean, ran into Shaq and Kobe. You can't.
Yeah. But, I mean, you see other guys like Barkley, who was with the Suns forever and then finally went and chased that ring at the end because it was something that was important, even though he had built his own and been a very good team and just lost in the conference finals and in the finals. I guess we really don't know because we're not in that thing, but I don't know, man. The idea of being on the court or being in a in a work party where you're like, we're fucking number one. Being number one. Yeah. Everybody in the world. Well, everyone in the United States. A lot of people don't know. Alibaba, biggest actual company in the world. Amazon's not the biggest. I don't know what the hell Alibaba does.
That's how they got to...
Oh, we got... Corey must be watching because he just said, how dare you speak ill of Coach Hook. You weren't on that team, Corey.
He's a great motivator.
Was he on... Corey was on the team, right?
Of course.
We had... Who knows? If it wasn't, Amundsen, Bunky, Tony B. Ty was there for at least one of the years. We only did 2 years, right?
Did Cody play with us?
Yeah. Cody was there, right?
Was it the one before that or the one after that? Hook actually played with us after a while.
I don't even remember. I've got such a bad memory.
I do too.
I just remember the refs being terrible. Complained about the refs. Hit in the head. Made the lay-in. Look at the refs like, you see him hit me in the head? And he's like, yeah, nice lay-in. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, I don't know. I think in the end I would. I mean, the whole reason I live in frickin' Encedarville is to be close to family, so it's hard to say that
it's
I would.
It's hard to say no to the relationships, but.
Yeah, say goodbye to people. Unless I really, like I said, if you are somewhat successful and like the job. I worked at Farm Credit, great people, loved everyone there. Felt so bad when I decided I really didn't like it and needed to do something else. And now I found a job I like at least, and everyone's pretty cool there too, mostly.
Yeah, I've already made my work relationships. I'm looking for success now.
Well, I mean, you only work with like one other person at a time, right?
Yeah.
There's not that many people in there. It just kind of sucks.
My job now doesn't count. I just kind of got...
But, all right, the other one that came to me was Le'Veon Bell held out last year. Melvin Gordon holding out this year. Ezekiel Elliott holding out this year. And the reason is because these NFL contracts are not fully guaranteed. And because when they sign a contract, a player with the team at any point, if the player is not performing, can just cut them in the offseason, release them during the season if they want.
Yeah.
And all they're out is whatever money was guaranteed to them, you know, what signing bonus they already paid. But even the future years aren't guaranteed, right? Like,
I don't think so.
They basically get rid of them and not have to pay what the whole contract value is. Where the players, if they are outperforming the contract, there's nothing they can do.
Nope.
They are expected to just play it out. You signed it. Yeah, play it out. Yeah. Make what you agreed to make. And then, you know, negotiate a new contract.
Then we'll talk.
And, I mean, I don't even know what the question is here. Like, isn't that bullshit? Like,
definitely. And since the NBA has such a good player empowerment movement going on, why not try it in the NFL?
Well, in the NBA and the MLB have had it forever where it's, your contract's guaranteed for both sides.
Contracts are ridiculous.
Well, they're not even ridiculous
anymore.
It's like
14 years, though.
Oh, now. We've never... Pools and A-Rod were the only ones that I can think of in the past that ever signed 10-year deals.
Yeah, I guess I can't really...
And everyone regretted it, so they stopped doing it. And then now all of a sudden this year they decided, well, 13, 14, 11, like...
Would you give Mookie Betts one?
A 10-year?
Yeah. 10 plus?
Maybe 10. He's not as good this year as he was last year, but last year was the MVP, so it's kind of hard, like, you don't expect MVP every year, especially when Trout is in the league.
Yeah, no kidding.
But he's going to be 27 starting next year, I think.
Still in his prime.
He's younger than these other guys were when they signed their long deals, right?
I think so.
Well, maybe not Trout and Harper, maybe.
But the Red Sox have that other guy now that Simmons likes. I forgot his name.
So, yeah, so Mookie's 26 now. So if this offseason they signed him to a big 10-year deal, I wouldn't be that mad. Up to 36, 37. If he is at the same caliber he is now for 6 years out of that 10, it's probably worth it.
Yeah.
But in the NFL, the deal is not guaranteed, which means, oh, Harper's the same age, 26. Like I said, in the NBA or the MLB, if you cut the player, you're on. The NBA does do buyouts.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll negotiate and be like, hey, we owe you $75 million over the next 3 years. How about we give you $60 million and you're gone?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, then they can just sign a new deal. So they're getting that $60 million, getting a new deal for whatever. Usually they'll, at least that year, do like, they'll just sign to the end of the year for the minimum because they're like, I'm already getting paid.
Yeah.
And then try to get another deal. But in football, the owners can be like, well, we guaranteed you 30 of the 70, so that's what you get, bye.
Mm-hmm.
But the player can't be like, well, I'm better than $70 million over these 10 years, so you should pay me another $30
million. Mm-hmm.
And then if they hold out and ask for more money because they're outperforming their contract, no one has more rushing yards over the last three seasons, the only 3 years Zeke's been in the league, than him.
Jerry so Jones.
Theoretically, he should be the highest paid running back.
I agree. He doesn't have arthritis in his knees.
Yeah, Gurley got his big deal before we found out he had arthritis. Good call. Good on him. But they signed him 2 years early on that deal.
That's true.
And that's what Zeke's at right now. He's got 2 years left. Mm-hmm. His rookie deal. I think after this year they could do an extension.
They just re-signed Jalen Smith today. And they still haven't signed Zeke, right?
Did they sign Jalen Smith?
They just did today.
Oh, so I didn't
54.
See that. No, from what I've heard, they haven't signed Zeke. Melvin Gordon in that camp isn't even talking.
God damn it. Should we move on to our next topic? Fantasy draft?
You don't want to talk about it?
So I can talk about my my all-risk team?
Well, I mean, I guess I don't know what there's to talk about with this, but like, I don't get that everyone's mad. Everyone gets mad at the players for holding out.
Yeah, whenever they want.
But no one gets mad at a team selfish, for cutting somebody. They're like, yeah, well, they're not worth it anymore. Of course they cut them. Like, okay, well, what about the flip side? What if they're worth more? No one.
Yeah, it makes no sense to side with management over like the player that you're actually watching. People, cheese.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a line that doesn't look like the updates have Zeke signing anything yet. So, yeah, if you got your fantasy draft coming up, good luck with Melvin Gordon and Zeke figuring that out. We'll jump into fantasy football here, but we got to do our Are We Blowing Up?
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to do this live this time. We usually record it later and edit it in, but we decided to just figure out what we're going to do ahead of time instead of waiting till after. And if you're watching on YouTube, you've already kind of seen. It's Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday.
So Are We Blowing Up? It's tacos, I guess. Taco Tuesday. We played a bunch of disc golf today. We never really did full updates. We just jumped right into that other weekend. But
that's true.
Yeah, if you saw our Instagram, we played a bunch of disc golf today. Why we played so much? Why does it seem like it's recording quieter now?
Why do we play so much? Because I'm going to be indoors for the next month.
What did I? Well, I guess that's one good reason. Weird, this thing I feel like is recording terrible sometimes, but then it jumps right back up. Yep, played 36 holes of disc golf, minus like three that we skipped on Edgewater Park. If you know Mount Vernon, don't go to Edgewater Park.
Yeah, it's pretty whack.
Sketchy as shit.
Baskets are super low.
Some of the holes were just like in the bushes. Like literally, you just in sticker bushes. Like they probably mowed it at one point last year or something. And
I don't even know how long it's been there.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you didn't know where the heck the next holes were. But either way, we played a bunch of disc golf. And on the way home, we got us some Taco Bell for Taco Tuesday.
Thank you, Peg.
And then we just jumped into recording.
Might as well.
Yeah. We don't really do pre-production meetings, so like I said, I didn't even tell Ricky the questions I had. They're the topics to discuss. They didn't really turn out to be very good to discuss anyway. They were pretty quick. I guess that's why those half-hour shows usually do like 15 topics. But yeah, if you're out there, you should enjoy Taco Tuesday. Any day of the week.
It's true. Just tacos aren't only for Tuesday, but
I mean, I like Taco Bell.
Taco Tuesday was a great invention. Used to go do it in Mount Vernon every week.
If you live in a real city, hit up the taco trucks, man. Those are some of the best tacos or burritos.
Carne asada.
You can do burritos on Taco Tuesday. I give you my permission.
Yeah, I, the Mexican, frown upon that.
So this episode 27, brought to you by Taco Tuesday.
27. She...
All right, like you said, it's fantasy football season. You just had a draft, which is a little earlier than anyone really likes to do it, but only by like about a week.
Yeah.
So hopefully no big injury news comes out with any of the guys on your team. You want to go through just who you drafted?
Everybody on my team is pretty much injured or something in the first place.
Yeah, so I looked at Ricky's roster. It is the all-risk team.
I will preface this by saying I was going to retire last year, and I bet Jared Ains on the Seahawks Cowboys game. I came out victorious on that, so this year is on him.
So yeah, he paid your buy-in. So
okay, yeah. Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback, which is something I swore I would never do.
And Corey says he was one of the guys who started the basketball team. Sorry, Corey.
Yeah, of course.
I told you I have a terrible memory. I knew like you must have been on the team with us, but basketball wasn't your favorite sport either, just like Hook.
It's true. And then I took Zeke, obviously, because I'm going to take Zeke no matter what. I had fourth pick, so even at fourth pick, that's
probably... Matthew Berry brought this up a few years ago. He does the family league, and he wouldn't let his son... So they team up like parent and son, and his wife does it too. And he wouldn't let his son draft RG3 in the first round, or the second round, or the third round. He's like, dude, this is terrible value. Like, what are you doing? Like, first of all, you're in a family league with little kids, Matthew Berry. You learned your lesson, I get it, because they waited too long. And the only player that the kid who he was on his team that year wanted got drafted. So part of fantasy football is getting the guys you want to root for.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at you, Ricky.
Part of it is winning. Like, if you're in a money league, go for the best guy. But at the end of the day, you want to root for who you want to root for.
Yeah, you want to have fun doing it. So you took Zeke earlier than probably most people in the world would take Zeke. Not by too many picks, though. But yeah, we don't know if he's ever going to play. He may just never play again. Fuck it. So unlike Le'Veon, he's only due to make like $6.5 million this year. Le'Veon was due to make like $18 million, and he sat out the entire year. And took a deal where now he makes like $12 million a year for like 4 years. So Very different thing. Melvin Gordon, who has like the third most touchdowns over the last 3 years or something, he was due to make even way less because he was drafted in like the second or third. Are you pulling up your actual draft order?
Our draft order was... Let me try.
Or I just mean the order you drafted those guys?
Yeah. Because it went Zeke, Melvin Gordon.
So back-to-back guys who have not reported to camp.
I couldn't. They're... Oh, yeah. At the place I was, coming back around, could not say no. I'm pretty sure I went Zeke, Melvin Gordon, but I can't even remember now.
Oh, well. Who else you got?
Let's see. AJ Green, for some reason.
AJ Green, who we know is going to be out at least like 2 or 3 weeks to start the season with injury.
And Zach Ertz.
Top, probably second or third ranked tight end going into the league.
Pretty big fan of his. I had him last year.
Set the record year with
my
catches.
My second pick was Juju.
Oh, that's a good second pick.
Yeah, and I was super excited to get him.
So Zeke and then Juju, and you got Ertz, who's a good, safe, top tight end. He set the record for catches by a 10 last year, right?
Yeah.
Number of catches, not yards.
Took David Montgomery. He looks pretty strong, I think.
Chicago Bears running back should be the lead back with Cohen getting third down work. And maybe a little more. They might split.
After that, I went back-to-back quarterback, Aaron Rodgers and Cam Newton.
I do not recommend that if you're watching this. If you're going to take one of them there, I'm fine with that. Taking two back-to-back, that's where
I'm
out. It was
iffy. Yeah, it was iffy.
However, Bill Simmons would be proud of you. He was talking about trying to get 5 or 6 this year in his auction draft.
Well, the funny story about that is, like, I got Evan Ingram and Josh Gordon later in the rounds, too. Also, Kareem Hunt.
So, two of the top 5 tight ends.
But, like, round 9 or 10, the commissioner, for some reason, nobody better take Wentz, I'm going to be pissed. My pick's next.
Carson Wentz.
Immediately going to take Wentz, no matter what.
It's the dumbest thing you can ever do. Like, I yell that out about guys I don't want. In an auction league, I'll put up for bid a guy I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Just so somebody else pays at least $2 and gets him out of there.
I can never do auction NBA drafts because everybody knows that I would pay top dollar for Kobe.
Yeah, yeah. So. The last time I did one of those, though, someone went crazy on Westbrook and Harden, paid like half of their entire budget on just those two. It's crazy. That's why I don't like auctions usually.
Yeah, they're rough.
I'm the guy in the auction who's like, fine, you guys pay your $50-something dollars on that guy. I'm going to get all the value guys. And then I end up with a bunch of money left over for
me
no
too.
Reason.
Then I ended with Cowboys D. Still don't have a kicker.
So that's the league where last year we had almost half the league on the podcast.
Yeah.
A lot of trash talking. What was some of the punishments they were talking about for losing the league punishments they wanted to do? Didn't someone want to do like something with poop?
No, that was draft order.
For biggest poop draft order or something like that? Heaviest? Oh.
Yeah.
What did you guys do for draft order this year?
We always just randomize it now because nobody can ever agree.
But you did get to have your draft for the second year in a row at Avalon.
Yeah. And this year we actually went early. It's balls.
Is the whole league there early or most of them?
No, just me and two other people.
Okay. Yeah, I wish I was off. I honestly would have gone and watched the fantasy football draft, which would be kind of weird, but...
It's fun.
I got 2 drafts coming up this upcoming weekend, and then 2 more following them the next week, so a full week later. I am a 2-time champ in my Dynasty League, but I got to let Brady go.
Ooh.
And not that he actually carried my team or anything, but I did name my team Riding the Goat, Goat as in greatest of all time, though my picture on the league was a guy having unconsensual sex with a goat. I'm assuming unconsensual.
You never know.
I'm not really sure how the goat could give consent.
2 baths and it's a yes.
I won't comment on the ethnicity of the guy. I don't know, I'm pretty excited this year. Last year I actually was not super excited, so I just decided not to do any research.
Nice.
It worked out okay. I won my Dynasty League, and I won my league where you can keep one player.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 out of the 4 leagues I was in, I won. Nice. One, I didn't even make the playoffs.
I honorarily took Gronk just to thank him for all his years of service.
Wait, this year you did?
Yeah. I dropped him for DeSean Jackson already.
I was going to say, you have 3 tight ends?
Just honorary draft.
3 quarterbacks and 3 tight ends. Not a fantasy football roster construct I would agree with. I'm a pretty risk-averse fantasy football player. I usually go high floor guys and then might have 1 or 2. Like, I probably try to grab Josh Gordon in like the 12th or something if I can. He just got reinstated. Not going to miss any games. So actually, this is the first year where there's really no question. Last year there was, because he didn't play the first few games last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had to get reinstated.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, at the end of the year, he just all of a sudden up and was like, I'm out. That seemed like he was going to be done from football.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's kind of a sad story. He's good.
Yeah, he's got, what, mental health issues. He's got substance addiction issues. So everyone wishes him the best. The thing is, he probably got to the best organization he could be in at the Patriots as far as getting support.
I heard he basically lives with Brady.
Really? Yeah, there was a lot of talk this offseason before we even knew if he applied for reinstatement. I didn't hear anything about him applying for reinstatement. I thought he was just going to be done. And then all of a sudden, there's talk of him working out with Brady this offseason. Although we also heard reports of Gronk working out with Brady. I honestly think he's going to be unretired and playing by week five.
Yeah. I hope not, because I drafted him.
And let him go. I mean, Brady, one of his best years was when he was suspended the first four games. Maybe it's good for these guys as they get older. Don't play the first four or only play three of every four games. Stay healthy.
The Kawhi Leonard approach.
Yeah, I mean, well, he did that all on his own his last year with the Spurs, but then this last year they rested him quite a bit, and it worked out well. They were also really good when he didn't play.
Yeah, that's true.
Their record was like 17-3 or something in games he missed. What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know. I think that wraps it up.
Congrats to Hooper. New house. Him and Haley.
Oh, yeah.
Closed on a house. Got the keys 2 weeks ago. We went and checked it out Sunday night for the first time. It's pretty tore up. They're ripping floors out and painting walls. But Hoop's pretty excited. He's got big plans for his garage, bar and TV and foosball and Panthers. All black everything.
It'd be cool with black floors, too.
He thinks black means modern, so he's going black. I like the black furniture. I don't know about him. He was talking about painting the walls black. Black, but then he's going to get the neon.
I'm sure he's going to get out to the garage.
That Panthers.
Carolina blue.
That Carolina blue everywhere. But it's also got a chicken coop and another little outbuilding. It's an interesting little house right down by the park, too. It's a great spot.
Good location.
Happy birthday to Ricky and Hook from 5 days. It's only 5 days ago, man.
That's wild.
The last like 2 weeks has gone by real slow.
It's good, though.
I know. It feels like even the weekend with Lori, it feels like that was like a month ago now.
It does. That feels so long ago.
Yet it was 2 weeks ago. We're looking forward to It Chapter 2. We got to try to do a podcast with Matt for that.
Might have to do a special guest one with just him as a host.
Maybe, because when does that come out?
I think the 12th.
September 12th?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to do it right when it comes out. But yeah, I would like to do a watch the first one, do a podcast recapping it a little bit and making...
I don't know, making
predictions. I mean, he knows everything.
They re-released it. Anyone seen it again like a couple weeks ago?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch it while it was in theaters, and I regret that.
That's good.
I ended up watching it.
Me and him went and seen it first day. He stayed in the theater and seen it four times that day.
Seriously? Yeah, huge It fan. He's got so much memorabilia.
He's got, like, every pop.
I don't think we mentioned this while we were recording the podcast, so if you watch it on YouTube, or if you didn't watch it on YouTube, not in the asylum, just recorded in the kitchen. And honestly, weirdly, the sound quality has seemed to be better. Not having the water heater or something.
You don't have a cool background, though.
No. Ricky did clean up a little bit. Cleaning. Tried to make it look a little better. I didn't care. Mean shit. Hey, Matt's here. Yeah, we might not have another episode for a little bit. Got to start reaching out to people again about getting guests.
Yeah. Probably a good place to
stop. Corey was the only one who tuned in, according to YouTube.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you, Corey. Happy birthday in like 2 months.
And Kwanzaa.
I don't know. Got anything else you want to throw up there?
Or
say?
No.
I really thought those two topics we would talk about longer. Didn't really work out.
We talked about the first one longest.
Yeah, the second one I realized wasn't really a question. It's more of just like, this is bullshit. Yeah,
it is.
But I hate that everyone defends it. Everyone's mad at the players. I hate it. Like, no one looks at it from another perspective. Like, in the NFL, the players have no power other than their original contract.
You got to practice your rant.
I know. I got to do a podcast with like 20 minutes and just me ranting about stuff. But look at like the NFL. There's more and more players who are ditching their agents and negotiating themselves. Bobby Wagner did this year. Got the highest linebacker contract ever. You can have all those tacos. Well, wait, I don't know how many Ricky
Not
wants.
All of them.
You don't have to be quiet. We don't care if people hear you. We were just talking before you came in about It Chapter 2 coming.
Oh, it's because I took the whole day off of work.
Did you?
I'm going to be getting paid $25 an hour watching all day.
Oh, use PTO? Nice. Yeah. So Matt's going to be getting paid to watch It Chapter 2 using his PTO time.
All day.
We got to do a podcast with you before and after it, I think, or at least after it.
Sounds good to me. I can't wait.
You still remember your tagline, or has it been
I got
too
the
long?
Tagline. It's one trip we should be. All right, are we there? Is that it? We're there? All right, as I always say, thank keep you. Your friends close and your fair weather friends closer.
Hi, Nico.
Definitely going to go see it.
You can go see it on the day?
I don't know about that. Maybe.